Blog Talk Radio.
It's cleaning season. Protection. This spring, take on even the grimiest messes with the power of Lysol kitchen and bathroom cleaners. Kills 99.9% of germs with 0% bleach. Lysol, what it takes to protect.
Beverly Nation. This is the ONE Network, and I'm your host, Lena Blue, with Awakening the Goddess. Welcome. On the air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to speak and join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Let's get started. Our first quote is going to be, "Music speaks what cannot be expressed. It soothes the mind and gives it rest. It heals the heart and makes it whole. It flows from heaven to heal the soul." That's by K.C. Lynn. Wow, what an amazing track by the Gratitude Podcast. I celebrate gratitude. I do too. I love that. What a great song. So our question for tonight is, what are you grateful for? And on to tonight's topic is meditation with music. That's meditation with music. And again, the question is, what are you grateful for? Have you ever struggled with meditation, with trying to meditate, and you have distracted thoughts, you're remembering your to-do list and what you should have done before? Well, tonight we have two special guests that have joined us to assist us with a solution to that issue. Tonight we have with us Frank Kilpatrick and Reiko Talk of the Gratitude Podcast. Here's a little bit of information about Frank and Reiko's work. Kilpatrick, gratitude was originally Frank's idea. Frank shared, this is Reiko, when he was on a trip down the Nile River, referred to as the cradle of human experience. Frank's other contributions to gratitude meditation and music podcast is that he writes most of the lyrics, and he is the executive producer of the series as well. Frank and Reiko collaborate to arrange the music and produce gratitude. Now we'll introduce, discuss Reiko Talk. Reiko was born and raised in Tokyo, Japan. Her interesting upbringing of having a PhD father who loved the Japanese blues music, the mother's side of the family who adored jazz and classical, her older sister that jammed to rock music 24/7, Reiko developed such a diverse musical taste from day one. At a very early age, she decided to come to the U.S. to pursue her music career. After devoting herself for years in music, juggling over six jobs, Reiko's bilingual symphonic rock band got tightly embraced by quite a large community of anime and gaming pop culture here in the U.S. Reiko and her band have toured across the United States to Japan as well to support their international debut CD distributed by Universal Records. The most recent work of Reiko can be found on Amazon Prime's two-time Emmy-winning series, TV series, The Man in High Castle, and on the ending credit of the feature film, The Wolf in Savin Hill. And her voice can be heard on the newest Baymax ride in Tokyo, Japan, at Tokyo Disneyland. Welcome, Frank and Reiko. We're happy to have you on the show tonight.
Great to be here, Lena.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you guys for being on the show tonight. We're so happy. All right. So,
me too.
Yeah, meditation is a very popular topic these days, and typically, you know, meditation is, you know, you sit in a quiet room and you either listen, you know, you try to block out your thoughts or you try to pretend that there are clouds moving across the screen. But we wanted to interview you guys so we can kind of present your more unique style. So our first question is, what is the mission and vision of Gratitude, your podcast?
Frank, you want to take over?
Well, I'll try a part of that, and you can finish up.
Okay.
The starting point in what we've done, it's actually, we have both an audio version that you just heard at the beginning of the show. We also have a video version, and it has some beautiful images and on-screen affirmations along with Reiko's beautiful singing. So the purpose of our whole podcast series is based on the notion that many people want to learn to meditate. And some people can sit in a dark room, as you were suggesting, and just they're good at quieting their mind and they can jump right in. Well, for others, kind of a reference point. And so we wanted to tie together the theme of gratitude and being aware of all that we have in the world that we often just walk right past and we don't recognize. Connect that with the magic of meditation. So that's what we did. in putting together this series.
Awesome. So Rachel,
exactly.
Do you want to share?
And yeah, believe me, I had a very hard time meditating all my life because it's I have this, I don't know, non-stop brain that keeps going, and it was really hard for me to just chill, relax, and sit and meditate. It was not, it was almost, I just couldn't do it. And by working on it on my own, I learned that, hold on 1 second, my voice is echoing. Let me, for some reason, I hear myself. I'm so sorry. I learned to relax by just actually composing it and recording it. And not to mention, when Frank and I started this project, my mother was first diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And I remember sitting in the hospital room with all of, I moved pretty much my studio to the hospital room and started working on this podcast and writing the music for it. And I literally started thinking, oh my gosh, I can do this. I can meditate, because if I really dive into it with my both feet, meditation is not really that hard. And especially with this, there are not too many meditation program out there with the visuals. When we put the visuals together, even when I am out and about and get stressed out, I can kind of recall the visuals in my head, and I can meditate anywhere, like in my car driving or at a restaurant eating, which we don't do it often anymore nowadays. But so, yeah, that's my take on how gratitude can help people to use it as a first step to start meditating.
Another thing I'd add to what you go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. You go ahead, speak, Frank.
I was just going to add something to what Rachel said, which is that because of the video and the audio, they're the same program, but as I say, one has images that you can see on our podcast site or our website. The pieces are short enough duration, 8 or 9 or 10 minutes, that people can have time for that. It's not an hour of commitment. It's accessible. You can charge up your day when you start with what we heard a moment ago. You can relax at night with the same short duration segment that really everyone a chance to participate. It doesn't require a whole lot of time to do it. You can shoehorn it in between other things in your day.
Right, exactly.
And I think that's perfect. That's perfect. What type of you mentioned the video aspect of it? What type of images can you explain to the audience? Like what type of images do you use in those videos? Since we don't have the privilege of showing that at this time.
Yeah, so as Frank mentioned, we have two versions, one energetic, the other version is relaxing. So it's for morning meditation to kickstart a day and nighttime meditation to relax and start to wind down. The visual goes with the theme and the music, the words and the energy of the music. So like, for instance, for the morning meditation, we have very colorful, energetic visuals. And nighttime, we have more like the earthy, very relaxing, loving, like family, playing together in the field, that type of like really, really like visuals that make people start to relax more. If you want to add to that, Frank.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
I would say that from a sonic perspective too, that the way that the evening or the relaxing half of the bookends are constructed, it's a softer, more embracing kind of a sonic approach, but at the same time reflecting the same general theme as the morning. So if it's, what are some of the titles, like Awakening? We have several, a number of them that you can see on our, in our podcast, and they they reflect different themes in nature or themes of gratitude. And we can see the different ways that those are laid out.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you guys for both. That's a great explanation of what your vision is and how you, you put it, you put it into place. So I think next we have a track by the International Internet Hall of Fame disc jockey enshrining Honey Bee, DJ Olasky.
Nice. I love that.
Oh, it's great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, DJ Olasky. Okay, family, call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And I think at this time we have caller 1 in the queue. Caller one.
All right. That is me. Hello, hello, hello. I think
hello.
That song was for me. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, how are you? Oh, my God. Congratulations, Lena Blue, on your O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with your third all-time and your second consecutive and the first broadcasting program at O&E to garner 5 million connections all-time. Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yay.
And Thomas Smith, the commissioner of O&E Network, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for all you're doing, and I'm enjoying your show.
All right. Thank you so much.
Nice. Very passionate fan out there.
Very enthusiastic fan base.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And then now we have caller two in the queue. Caller two, welcome to Awakening the Goddess with Lena Blue. And also we have Frank Kilpatrick and Reiko Talk. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Lena Blue. This is Jerry Petito. How are you?
I'm wonderful,
oh,
Jerry.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm good. I just want to say hi to you and to your guests. I love hearing what you guys are talking about meditating because I'm Italian, and I've tried to meditate for years. I cannot do it, okay? So I have to go into prayer because I laugh, and I always say, like, God can't whisper to me. He has to, like, beat me over the head with things. And it's the same for me with meditation. I can't do it. I'm listening to you guys talk so sweetly, and I'm like, oh, that's so nice.
Thank you so much.
Believe me. Yeah, I was the same way as I was saying. There was no way I thought that I could ever meditate. But even the music that we were listening to during the break, the DJ,
awesome.
You know, played. I mean, if you can meditate over any type of music, meditation for me is to de-stress and relax or energize or be positive at any time, any given moment. I used to think, I don't know if you were the same way, but I used to think meditation, you have to like be in the dark room or quiet place and by yourself, close your eyes and do all that. I came to realize that is not so.
Oh, so you're helping me
here
because then I've been meditating my whole life. I listen to music all the time, Feather Light. If you guys have never heard of it, check it out. It's an older CD, but the music is just music. And I listen to that, and I'm quiet in a room reading. So is that meditating?
Oh,
yes.
I completely believe it is. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I
meditate.
If you're emptying your mind, you just focus on just, like, letting it all go, or your care, like, just put yourself in a carefree stage and devote your emotions and your brain, your heart into music that you're listening to and be calm. I mean, that is a part of meditation. That's what I believe.
I sleep to a sound machine of storms and weather and the waves. So that's meditation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, we're
it
good.
Certainly can be.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can be, definitely.
Your show is beautiful.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Thanks for calling. And I want to let everyone know who you are. You're the International Internet Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, Jerry Petito of The Jerry Petito Show. And Jerry, thank you so much for your support. And if you could also let everyone know what your show is about and when it will air next.
Yes, it's Tuesday. I think the date is March 9th, if that's the Tuesday, 9:30 p.m. My shows are, I have a lot of musicians on, singers, but I also am an author on addiction, so we talk about addiction, so I have different topics, and so I just like to help people in their struggles.
No, that's a very important topic, especially today during this pandemic.
Right.
And Jerry,
thank
also,
you so much for doing all that.
Thank you.
It is also a writer, so that's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome, guys. Beautiful show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Very nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So we're going to move on to our next question. So I wanted to know, is this related to sound therapy?
Frank?
Is what you do with meditation?
There certainly are some elements of it that are value that echo the science of sound therapy. You know, that's such a rich and deep area of research about how different frequencies affect the body. Some of them subsonic frequencies we can't even hear. Some of them high pitched that only dogs can hear. But just think of how you feel sometimes when you're watching a movie or you're in a television program and there's suspenseful music and how much it creates a kind of a tension. And the opposite is also true, that if music is calming and it's opening and it has the kind of the embrace of a place beyond, it can be very engaging. And so we
that is very
call
true.
The gratitude series sound therapy exactly, but including things like binaural beats, etc. But we certainly think that there's some elements of it. In fact, our other collaborator, Alex Wand, interestingly, he won a Grammy a couple of years ago. His specialty of interest is something called microtonal arrangement, which is, if you kind of into the weeds about it, it's about the notes that are between the notes, if you can imagine on a piano, very fine gradations of difference in the sounds. In any case, so with Alex involved, there's a piece of something is esoteric and not quite explainable in music that we do.
Wow.
And so is it sound therapy? Not per se, but there's something in there.
Right. And also by having, you know, like I realized that I have a very low GABA. When you have a very low GABA in the brain, people tend to not be able to shut themselves off. So my brain never shuts off. It keeps going. And by having the music playing, and if I focus on the music, I am not focused on something that's crowding my brain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Focus on the tone, the tempo, and the instrument. So it really keeps me away from my own troubling thought. And that really, really helps me. And I learned that it helps a lot of people. That's why music is so therapeutic. And what Frank was saying about the microtonal, like the Jacob Greer stuff, it's really like, you know, I guess our brain subliminally gets affected by that tone. And that is another way to get away from our troubling thoughts, because the brain is just being signaled or pulled into the different elements rather than our own element. If I am, you know, if I have you. So I think that is the point of having something playing and you're listening to it, so you're not listening to your own voice. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And I wanted to piggyback that I first got into meditation when I noticed that when I'm not thinking about it, if I'm focused on my breath or music, then my brain gets a break from thinking about the things that are going around in my
mind. Exactly.
So, okay. So I also, next, we have a track by the International Internet Hall of Fame DJ disc jockey, enshrining Honeybee, Olasky, featuring soul vocalist Anthony Hamilton. Take it away, Brother O.
Got me caught up.
Okay, we're back. And our question tonight is, what are you grateful for?
Do you mind if we dance during the music?
Yeah. No. Dance is allowed.
Okay.
Please, such a at 453-9133. And I think at this point we have caller 3 in the queue. Caller 3, welcome to Awakening the Goddess with Lena Blue and our special guest, Frank Kilpatrick and Rayco Talks. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
All right, call you on the line. All right. Sometimes people call in, you know, they accidentally press 1, and that's okay. So we got this call that's been waiting so patiently. Caller number 5, you're on the line right now, Lena Blue and Awaken the Goddess right here on Only Dynasty.
Welcome. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. It's all right. It's all right. Now, if you press 1, I guarantee this person would want to talk. Caller number 6. You're the live right now with Lena Blue and Awaken the Goddess right here at Only Dynasty.
Please
yes,
tell us your name,
Lena.
Hi.
Miss Lena.
Is that Cherie?
Miss Lena?
Yes.
Hi. I'm calling in. Hi. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm calling in to let you know that I am, in fact, enjoying this show. And the reason being, meditation is like so, it's so important just to deal with life, you know, just knowing, just meditating a little bit each day or a few times a week is healthy. I remember when I was a child, because I remember being real small, like real, real young, I used to naturally do it. And I didn't know that's what I was doing. And I must have been, the earliest I remember is about maybe 3. I meditated all the time.
Wow.
Just about all day long. And
wow.
I missed it. And I wish I could, you know, get back to doing that. And it stopped when I started school. But before I started, like, kindergarten, I meditated all the time. But as I said, I didn't know that's what I was doing.
Wow.
So
you can get back to it.
I'm sorry?
You can get back to it any time.
Yes. But it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And when you have your mind focused on great things during meditation, it's like you manifest through meditation. You know, it's like once you change the inside of you, your outer world changes. So, like,
yes,
you know, meditation is so good, and even with your health, you can actually correct your health through meditation.
If you don't mind me asking, what do you think that made you stop meditating when you started school?
I don't know. Maybe it was. I really don't know. I'm not sure.
You think,
but.
Because you got too busy with schoolwork and maybe.
Well, what I was thinking that, like, what at the time that I did most often, you know, I was a child, so all I did was play and laugh all the time.
Mm-hmm.
As a child,
mm-hmm.
all I wanted to do was to be outside, like outside in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to love to play in the dirt, like, you know, make
mm-hmm.
mud pies and, you know, play
mm-hmm.
with the leaves and the flowers. I will always, you know, go pick flowers,
right.
you know, out of people's yards and, you know, stuff like that. So maybe I had a more connection with nature as a child.
Right.
As I grew older, I stopped doing those things. So I think that, like, meditation is good, like, if you, like, go to the park all the time or, like, going on bike rides or on walks or things like that, anything in nature. So maybe that's what I need to do is start back going and doing those things like, you know, maybe planting or gardening or, you know, picking flowers or, you know, just laying down in the ground.
Right. I totally get it. So this is what I suggest. If you want to go back to meditation, if you have a moment to go, like 8 minutes out of your time, go to our podcast, and I would recommend a gratitude awakening, relaxing version. because it's got a lot of visuals of parks, the pond, you know, a child playing with their grandparents, and it can take you back to where you were maybe when you were a child. And instead of just going, you know, getting ready to go into the park, I mean, that is a great thing if you have the time to go to the park and be with the nature and relax and meditate. But if you are too busy one night or, you know, whenever, and you have 8 minutes of your time in your computer screen, the gratitude can take you there. And it's free service. It's free for everyone. So I want you to try that if you can.
Yes. Thank you so much. And, yes, I am.
You're welcome.
That's my New Year's resolution. Like, I'm just waiting for it to get a little warm. But also I was thinking more so like to maybe do it by the water, because there's something about being around like water. It's just so refreshing. It's, you know, so rejuvenating, you know. So, like, you know,
right,
I just wanted to share that because there's a lot of people listening. And congratulations on your, Ms. Lena, on your award. But, you know, like, meditation is so, so important. And, like, during this pandemic is the perfect time to start meditating, because it will take us away from what's really going on to help us, to help ease the pain.
Right.
And now
you're totally
true. Sharice Lee, to everyone. Sharice Lee, the ONE syndicated and advocate of domestic violence. And she does a wonderful job informing our community. And Sharice, when you told the story about you as a child, you sounded like you were my soul sister.
I know, like, it's a lot of crazy things. Now, I don't want to say crazy, but I had a lot of weird experiences as a child. And to me, at that time, it was normal, but you would never hear me repeat any of the experiences that I had as a child. But now when I hear other people talk about bizarre things, it's like I'm connecting with what it is that they're talking about, because I'm like, oh, that's what that was? But I'm not going to tell you what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm glad you shared it, and thank you for calling it and sharing part of your childhood with
us. Yes, yes. And thank you for doing this show.
Okay, so we're back, and we're going to move on to our next question. So let's talk about how did this podcast start? How did you guys put it all together, and it kind of go from a vision to an actual podcast that people can listen to?
Frank, it's your turn. Hello? Frank, are you there?
I'm here.
Did we lose? Oh, there you are. There you are.
Nope. I don't know who
take muted. Over because I just spoke forever.
Well, it started with the creation of the series of gratitude videos. As we were discussing before, there's kind of a bookend to the concept, each one having a theme for a different day of the week. And we're constantly adding to the list of tracks that we have. So we started with the gratitude meditation series as a website. And then we thought that people would like to see it rolled out, like something to look forward to, on a weekly basis. And that's what we put up about 2 months ago, was to engage people, as I say, kind of a serial process, in addition to just going to the website itself, gratitudevideo.com. It really gives people a feeling of being part of something that's growing, and they can participate in, and they can tell their friends and subscribe to. So we found that the podcast format seems to have a lot of advantages with the people that we talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Indeed.
Nice. Rico, did you have anything to add?
Yeah, so that was the start of it, definitely. And, you know, I just started to, by producing this podcast, I just started to realize we are pretty much all the same. You and I, people in the world, we're all stressed out. You know, we have, we all want to have a better perspective on things. And perspective is everything when we are going through some rough patches in our lives. And, you know, just like when
Frank mentioned or you mentioned earlier that I, when I was producing this podcast with Frank, I was in the middle of having to take care of my mother who got diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And I started thinking that, you know, what I want to hear that makes me relax has to be the same for everybody else. Because we are all humans, we share the same, you know, DNA structure, and we have this brain chemicals that, you know, we feel emotions and, you know, anger, frustration, and gratitude. And just like you said in the beginning of this show, what are we grateful for? In the midst of so many stressful events, we can all find what we are grateful for. And that's what we want to produce, wanted to produce, and we are producing through Gratitude Video, and to find that solace in the midst of chaos, I should say.
Let me add a little something to that. It's interesting because we've heard from some people that they enjoy the series, and they don't. I guess an earlier caller asked this question about, am I meditating, or how do I know, or I don't think I can. Some people just enjoy the experience of watching examples of things we can be grateful for, and people experiencing gratitude, grandparents seeing a granddaughter, people making it to the top of a hill. Life is full of little opportunities for appreciation. And so even if you're not a meditator or you don't think you are, it's kind of a good way to slide into it, because we have, everyone can center around the theme of gratitude. And so going to that earlier question you were asking about, where did we get the idea, why did we do it? It's because we want to bring that to awareness, and amidst whatever kinds of challenges there are in the world, and there are plenty, it's great to take a look at those individual moments that we have control of, that we can recognize, and we can experience and enjoy in our heart.
Yeah.
Thank you both for that. That was a great insight. And now I think we have a track by the International Internet Hall of Fame disc jockey in training, Honeybee Olasky, featuring soul artist Anthony Hamilton. Take us away.
It's cleaning season. Protection. This spring, take on even the grimiest messes with the power of Lysol kitchen and bathroom cleaners. Kills 99.9% of germs with 0% bleach. Lysol, what it takes to protect.
I want you to love me. I won't love. no effort in. And we chose to play it all, knowing everyone sees there's a hole in our heart. And Lord, help us, help us, make it easy. We're running out of reason.
We're back now, and I think we have a caller in the queue, caller 7 in the queue. Welcome to Awakening the Goddess with Lena Blue, featuring our special guests, Frank Kilpatrick and Reiko Tok. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Sister Blue. This is Tara Strunk. I'm really enjoying
Hello.
This show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, and congratulations, Lena, on hitting 5 million, and also congratulations, of course, on your connection record, and in addition to hitting 5 million listeners. You're doing an outstanding job. I'm really enjoying the show. You have outstanding guests, and I'm honored to be able to for you guys to take this call. So I just want to ask them, a question about this, because for like a year, I was using Holosync to meditate. What are your thoughts about Holosync and their, I think it was binaural beats or whatever it was at the time. What are your thoughts about Holosync meditation tools or whatever, about those types of tools?
Well, it's as we were discussing earlier, there are a lot of different paths that work for different people, binaural beats and Holosync and some others. Actually, there's been some scientific research done on that shows that they can work for some people. So there's a, kind of an individual choice, because some people find the binaural beats are great to help them study. They help them relax. They help them concentrate. Some people make them nervous. So it's like talking about what type of meditation and how you approach it is kind of an individual individual choice. It's one's individual path. The one thing I would say, though, in general, and this goes to a workshop that Reiko and I did about, 4 or 5 months ago through Stanford University, we talked a lot about the underlying scientific value of music in connecting people with their creative sides and enabling them to do better, actually, in even in business situations. And so I would say that it's, although it doesn't sound as rigorous as some other fields, there's certainly a lot of evidence that using techniques like binaural beats and others can be very effective. But as I say, the thing I would suggest is try it out and see if it works for you.
Wow.
Okay. I did do it for a while. I've tried all types of ways, you know, just straight up using the app and Insight Timer and this and that. And I like Insight Timer. I use Holosync for a while, actually. And I've kind of been around the gamut trying to find a comfort base, I guess, a comfort with it. But it's a very good topic. Hello?
Yes, Terry. Tara Strunk is the 2020 Linear New Host of the Year because he has a fantastic show called Know Your Rights. And I just want to put that out there so everyone know who they were speaking with.
Thank you for your information. This is a really, really important topic to help us to navigate what's going on with this pandemic and everything else in our lives. We have to have a way to center ourselves. And so this is a very
right.
important topic. So I want you guys for talking about this. And again, congratulations, Lena. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
And Terry, when did you go? Did we lose him? Okay.
So when is my show?
Yes, yes. If you could give your show, it will be aired.
Yeah, I think it'll be aired on March 16th at 9:30, the Know Your Rights show. Yep. Four weeks.
All right.
Right. My show. Yep.
And Terica,
thank you very much.
Talked about spirituality and also psychology and mental illness. He covers it all. So he's definitely tune in.
It's a Tuesday night,
right?
Yes, just a Tuesday. He was on. He actually was on just yesterday.
Wow.
Okay, noted.
We have many great hosts on the Community Network. Okay, so we're going to move on to our next question, but we also want to invite the audience to call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And so I think host Sharice Lee of the Domestic Advocate, Domestic Violence Show mentioned that, you know, this is the perfect time to have this gratitude meditation come into our experience. And I wanted to ask you guys, why is this a perfect time for the gratitude? If you could talk about the timing of cast and why it's just perfect at this time.
I personally think that because we spent so much time indoors, we don't have a movies to go to escape the reality. We don't have, you know, we can't go dining out as often as we used to. Some states are worse than the other, of course. During this pandemic, there are a lot of kids who are getting depressed because, you know, if you think about the children, they're growing. Part of the growing experience is to be with strangers and how to coexist with your classmates and, you know, teamwork, and you develop all the skills, and it's taken away from them for an entire year, especially 2020. And a lot of couples who were not really doing well before to begin with, now they're always together and they're having a hard time dealing with being together and not being able to go anywhere else. So I think this is why more so nowadays the meditation is very important. For instance, we have this meditation piece on gratitude podcast called Animals. And we wrote it for the whole family to spend 10 minutes together and be with their kids, invite their kids to meditate together. And kids won't even think it's a meditation, but it is something that they can just get their mind focused onto and get away from just the worries and this new, the world they're living today, away from their friends. And the parents get to introduce the relaxation and, you know, meditation of meditation to their kids who are going through this for the first time. So I think there are a lot of frustration, uncertainty, and the uncertainties in the world right now. That's why it is very important to have put aside some time to meditate, and especially as a couple or family, if they could.
Absolutely. It sure is. And Frank, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Well, I would say, again, going back to where we started this conversation, the framework for the gratitude video, the gratitude podcast, all of the elements, is that it's about focusing on this moment we're in right now, and notwithstanding challenges, we can identify plenty of those, but it's to bring our attention, whether or not we call it meditation, it's to bring our attention to this very moment right now and to find some peace in that, to
right.
at least find some peace in that for right now.
Yeah, Frank and I always say shift to the moment to each other. Kind of like what animals do, like dogs That's why the therapy animals are so helpful. Having a dog in the house is so helpful. You know, in Florida, all the dogs were adopted in during the pandemic in 2020 because they seek help in animals because they teach us to shift to the moment, you know, yes. Just focus on the moment. And that is very important, especially now.
Yes, they do. I think at this point we have our final track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey and trainee Honey Bee Olasky featuring soul vocalist Anthony Hamilton.
I feel like I'm falling.
Okay, we're back, and we're back again now with Reiko and Frank, and we're coming to our last question. So I wanted to ask you guys both, where is the gratitude meditation and podcast series available so that our audience can connect with you online?
Yes,
where can they find?
Podcast is a long address, right? It's like a BIT one, Frank.
Well, they can go to gratitudevideo.com for our webpage, and I think Lena, you have that. The site itself. Let's take a look here.
Yes.
There's
because
that,
we'd love to have you join and subscribe.
Yes, I connected with you on Matchmaker, and that looks like it had most of your links on online.
Yes.
What I will also do is post them in our Facebook group so that people who are in the Awakening group, they can also connect with you there.
Yay,
that would
be great because
be
it's like BIT.
Awesome.
We'd love to
awesome.
Hear any feedback on future programs and themes, like Reiko just mentioned, animals.
And me too, if you bring in anything. So, all right, I think at this time we're going to have final thoughts.
Wait,
so
I found the address here. Sorry, I found the address. It's bit.ly, bit.ly,
yeah.
Then Gratitude Meditation Podcast. I knew it was real simple. I just wanted to spell it right.
Yeah, it's a Gratitude Meditation Video Podcast.
That one too.
Yeah.
Nice. Both of them. So our final thoughts at this point, at this time, are thank you for listening, everyone, for calling in and joining and being a part of this conversation tonight with our special guests, Frank Kilpatrick and Reiko Talk. Feel free to reach out to me via Facebook for Awakening the Goddess with Lena Blue, or also on my website at awakeningthegoddessshow.squarespace.com. And there are so many things that we can be grateful for. We can be grateful for our health, the blessings that we have, privileges, our basic needs, and the successes that we have accomplished in our lifetime. So that's all I have at this time. Thank you so much. And You Cannot Be in a Place of Gratitude and Entitlement at the Same Time by Jay Chodgrim.
Indeed.
I think it's Ngozi.
What a lovely theme.
Yeah.
What a wonderful night. First of all, Frank and Reiko, I'm glad you enjoyed my music tonight. And the ambiance of Anthony Hamilton, one of the best soul singers in America, man, I think that really gave the show, you know, the slight presence. You know, of course, the big presence is you guys coming on and being guests tonight. Thank you so much for being part of Awakening the Goddess tonight.
Thank you. It was amazing.
I haven't had more fun all day.
Thank you guys so much. And, of course, tomorrow night right here on these O&E stations, we come back with E. Davis. Right, Lena? Getting our business together, right? Getting our money right. Tomorrow night, Strictly Business with E. Davis. Tomorrow night at 9:30 Eastern. Standard time on these O&E stations, of course. Brother Nation is advertising to O&E, which is on the Bella Ingalls Enterprise, reaching, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ngozi Primetime, one at bevna.com. We're in Ngozi Time, both on Twitter and Instagram. Ola Belly and Ngozi appearance on Google Plus. Ola Belly Malay Ring goes here at Facebook, as well as our business page, Awakening the Goddess, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, late, day, late. That goes with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's paid producer. And of course, PKA, your honeybee, Olasky. Turn to us one and two for you, especially you, saying good night and good luck. For all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, support us on a constant basis tonight. Lena Blue, you got 1 minute and 42 seconds left to go on this program. Let's go, girl. Congratulations also on your third only syndicated station all-time connection record. And, of course, second consecutive. The world already knows what you did already, so, you know, I ain't got to say that. Lena, it's all yours.
Thank you so much. And, again, I want to thank my special guest from the Gratitude Podcast. And I want to remind everyone in this pandemic to go inward. Please, if you haven't start meditate, if you haven't began meditation, please start one. Please, and use this gratitude podcast as your springboard for starting your meditation practice, and you will grow from there. And you will soon find that there are so many benefits and that your stress level will go down immensely. So I want to say to the family, good night, and take good care of yourself. I love you. Namaste.